This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to the remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America is still facing the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago, and he provided an emotional, graphic speech.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre. What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
And China's government now says that its chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but didn't give any indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says that Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen, talking by video link, discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. Gave no details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Amazon says it will no longer test job seekers for marijuana use. The e-commerce giant, which is the second largest private employer in the U.S. behind Walmart, is making the changes. Several states legalized cannabis in March. A New York man sued Amazon, saying the company rescinded his job offer at an Amazon warehouse because he tested positive for marijuana. This is VOA News.